Hi and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your host, motherfucking Harvey Hook. Now, this podcast is going to piss off some people. It's going to piss off some select few people who might find this podcast very hard to listen to. And the reason why I'm putting this warning now, it's because it's going to be those people who are those strong, strong people. I'm going to give you a fucking run for your money. And if you're so strong, I'm giving you a challenge. If you're someone who is very strong, right? If you're a strong-willed person and you feel like you intimidate everyone else and you know that everyone else is to blame, then this podcast is going to be the thing that is going to really piss you off. And I have a challenge for you. If you are so strong-willed, I challenge you to listen to this whole podcast. Because, you know, being like, oh, this guy, fuck this guy, and just bouncing out of this podcast, you know, stopping it, doing something else, to me, that's a sign of weakness. You know, it's a sign that you couldn't fucking handle what I'm about to give you. And for the rest of you who really go, this is great, you know, you're in for a fucking treat, because this is one of those things that does apply to everyone. And for those people who don't really quite get what we're talking about, we are talking about why strong women intimidate men. But I'm also going to point it out there are some strong men who intimidate women, right? That this is a human thing. This is a human thing, first and foremost. So we have to understand this. So you, and I'm going to be talking specific to women, right? But for the men who really relate to this, that's okay. And for those people who are like, you know, I want to be stronger, well, you're going to get some stuff out of this as well. But to me, right, if you are a strong woman who listens to this and goes, fuck this guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about, that's fucking weakness. Why? Because that's a fucking wall that you've put up to protect yourself. Strength isn't about protection. Strength is knowing that you don't need protection. That who you are without the fucking walls is enough. But in this podcast, we're going to be talking about some other stuff. We're going to be talking about hope, because truly that's what it's all about. You know, when we get into it, that's really what it's about. But also at the same time, we're also going to be talking about energy and meeting new people and really having a lot of energy for that. Because, you know, I have a little bit of a secret. And the secret is I have chronic fatigue. Ooh, chronic fatigue. You know, that thing that brings you down, that just makes you so tired. Yet I have more energy than the rest of you, like, motherfuckers. So the reason why I share this to you is because sometimes, in fact, if you're crazy like me, you believe most of the time it's about mindset, it's about emotions, it's about beliefs, it's about where the fuck you are at. So we have to really get into this. We have to understand this, but I'm going to be putting the energy stuff at the end. Why? Because, you know, it's really fucking good. So let's talk about why strong women intimidate men. And look, in the past, you've heard me talk about this concept of emotional transference. You know, and emotional transference is we make people feel what we feel. You know, we express people feel what we have to say or what we feel when we say it more than what we actually say. You know, so here I am. I'm excited. I'm energized. I'm ready for the fucking world. And you're listening to this going, yeah, I feel this guy's energy. But if I was to come to you and say, welcome, well, I can't even do it seriously, but let's do it pretend, where I would say, welcome to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. You know, it's pretty good. We're going to talk about, I don't know, the emotional state that you are in changes the state of the people around you. It's not fucking rocket science, it's physics. But I want to introduce a new concept today that, you know, I sit under my basket of concepts. And that simple concept is the idea of emotional resonance. You know, but what does the word resonance mean? Resonance means like vibration, spreading. Like, when I think of resonance, I think of singing. You know, that our voice resonates and it vibrates and it affects the world around us. That's how, when I think of resonance, I think that. So when I look at the words emotional resonance, what that means to me is that we change the world to suit what we believe it to be, right? So it's not just that, how do I say this? It's not just that when you're emotional resonance, where you affect someone with your emotions, no, emotional transference is where you affect someone with your emotions. Emotional resonance is you affect the world with your emotions. You know, and some people call this collective consciousness. Some people call this, there's a lot of things. Deepak Chopra has like this, I remember watching this thing where he talked about like the science behind it, that there is an electric field around our emotional states and whatever you call it. You know, I just like to look at the practicality side. Like, I want to know like, well, what's the tools? How do we use it? And I'm pretty sure you're along the same path. But here's the fucking thing, right? There are two kinds of strength, and I mentioned this before. There's the kind of strength where you build up your walls, right? And this is why I'm saying the strong people are going to be really pissed off by this. There's the kind of strength where you build up your walls to protect yourself, and there is the kind of strength where you don't have walls because you know you are enough. So what I find is that there are, with the first kind, who the kind that are building up their walls, these are the strong women that come to me and they say, hey, you know, why do I intimidate men? And I'm not saying this is all of you guys, but some of you intimidate because you have walls up. You have so many walls that it's hard for anyone to fucking climb that shit. You have so many walls that when you meet someone, they aren't meeting you. They're not intimidated. They are just failing to connect. That whatever they have, their emotional energy that they can give you, does not receive you. And it's easy to say that, oh, they're just boys. And you know what? Sometimes that's true. But they are who we think they are. That's the interesting thing. So the reason why I brought up emotional resonance, is that honestly, if you are a strong person, you will change the world. Here's the interesting thing, right? You will change the world to meet that and to create that strength, which means that if you are perceptively a strong person in your own mind, what you will do is you will meet people who are weaker, who are intimidated by you, just to feel strong. You know, you will attract them. I've seen plenty of people who are very emotionally strong, who are very strong-willed people, who have their careers in check. You know, maybe they run their own businesses, for example. And that does not mean they push people away. It just does not mean. Though it's like the two are fucking not correlated. But somewhere people along the way, they go, I am strong and I intimidate men. Those are two mutually exclusive ideas, two very mutually exclusive ideas. So when you say, I am strong and I intimidate men, you go, I'm like, great, you're strong and you attract men that you can feel like you intimidate so you can feel stronger, that you feel stronger through the intimidation. So this is when people come to me and they say, we want to find the path of least resistance. We just want to find something that's a little bit easier and a little bit feeling better, you know, outside of the big giant fucking leaps that when I'm working with people one-on-one, which you can apply for a free call at loveonmyterms.com. Apart from that, what you really want to do is you just want to find something that's a little bit easier to consume. So when you say all men are intimidated by me, what you want to really say is the men I am meeting are intimidated by me, which feels a little bit better. Probably when you say the men that I am meeting are intimidated, because that's actually a little bit more realistic. Have you met every fucking man on earth? Probably not. So what I'm here to say is, if you say all the men I'm attracting are intimidated me, what I'm gonna say is, well, what are you doing attracting those men? Why are you even focusing on them? And then the real solution is, if you follow that line of thought, is because when I intimidate them, it makes me stronger. So my whole thing is, if you're in attracting men that you can intimidate, that you makes you feel stronger, right? My question is then, well, does that make you happy? Does that make you happy? And for most people, especially when I'm working with people one-on-one, the answer is no. That they can only go as deep with you as you have gone with yourself. And you've practiced strength. You've practiced being strong. You've practiced all these walls that have helped you navigate the world. But walls are only surface level. You know, I've got a new client actually last week. And what was really fascinating by her is we just started and we did, you know, everyone gets a free call, loveonmyterms.com, apply for your free call now. And what happened, which was really beautiful, was, you know, we dived in a lot deeper to her emotions and to a better feeling state. A better feeling state and really her ideal feeling state, you know, because I think both are really worth pointing out and finding. And she said she reconnected with an old flame, like a guy she was interested in. The guy she wanted to date. And before he was Mr. Shades of Grey, very stoic. And now he was revealing his emotions. Why? Because she had opened up. And when you open up, you inspire others to open up. The reason why I posted this, I did this thing, right? The whole reason why I'm doing this podcast is because someone on Instagram... Like, I saw someone on Instagram, and I'm like, man, this... And if you're watching this, or if you're listening to this, you got, like... You know it's you, I swear to God. Because I posted up some videos last week, and the videos that I posted up were about, you know, the relationships that you have are a reflection of you. And she was like, well, I intimidate men, and they're not a reflection of me. And I go, wow. I am not for you if that's what you think. And the reason why they're a reflection of us... They are always a reflection of us is because of how we feel when we talk to them, you know? And I've seen this countless times where two people will talk to one person that they're both interested in, but because of their emotional state, they'll have two complete conversations, two complete outcomes, and pretty much they are talking to two completely different people, even though it's the same person. Why? Because we bring out those people. That's emotional transference. We bring out parts of their personality. So if you think they're going to like you, then they're going to fucking like you. And if you believe that they're going to like you stronger than they're going to like you, then they're going to like you. This is what we call desire. I often find the person with the strongest desire always wins. And I put wins in quotation mark because it's not a fucking game. And I actually am a bit afraid of saying that because the few people of you go, oh, it's a game. Yes, give me the next... chess piece move. We'll go a bit nuts doing this, but you know, it gets results, so you know, do what you will. So the real reason why strong women intimidate men is because all you're doing is you're focusing on the men to intimidate, that you are finding them. You're digging through the fucking dirt and you're not even aware of the other people that are open, the other people that can feel, the other people that can express. You're not even aware of them. You know, you can go out, like you'll be the kind of person that goes out into a bar and misses every opportunity but meets the one guy to fucking intimidate. Because that's just what you practiced at. That's what you're used to. That's what you know. That's where you're at. And so as a result... That's all you will know because you're practiced at it. So what we want to do is find a slightly better feeling state, a slightly better feeling emotional state that if I can give you here, we're going to step you through some stuff. And really what I want to step you towards is superpower confidence. Because when we step you through this, what you'll find is, you know, life's pretty good. Life's pretty easy and love is pretty good and easy. So I want to talk about fear. Because fear is... debilitating. What is that? Hate leads to anger. Anger leads to something. What else? Anyway, so the reason why I bring up fear is because, look, most people, I don't say everyone, most people are afraid. Most people are afraid of something. And especially when it comes to relationships. Like, a guy like me doesn't fucking exist, does not exist for a reason. I think the fact that I'm a dating coach to be really silly. I know I exist for a reason. I know, how do I say this? I know I exist for a reason. I know I have a really good job and I know that I do a really good job. But for me, I feel like this stuff should be taught in school. So that way people can leave school and be like, oh yeah, I know how it all works. You know, and maybe in the future, that's what we'll do. We'll set up some programs and stuff like that. But what is interesting is most, like, I find with a lot of people, at least the people that are coming to me, you know, the whole you attract the people, right? Is that everyone seems to have a lot of their life in order, but when it comes to their relationships, fucking the world is on fire. because of that one little fucking word, that F word, not fuck, but fear. Because fear, I find, debilitates a lot of people. And the reason why we're often afraid of people, the reason why we're often afraid of situations or expressing ourselves or making the first move or whatever, is often, look, we justify it, we backwards rationalize it and say, that's just not me. But you know what? It's not in your fucking DNA to be intimidated by someone you're attracted to. You know what? Sometimes with some people it is. And actually, when you're attracted to someone, there are stress hormones that go through. But if you let that shit dominate you, then you are not in control of your body and mind. Simple as that, you know? And if you're a strong woman listening to this and you go, yeah, but I feel fear sometimes, or I'm not fear, I'm stressed. Sometimes stress is just what we disguise fear as, you know? I love Tony Robbins. He's like, stress is a successful person's word for fear. And so what we want to talk about with fear is really to get out of fear. All we really want to do is find a slightly better feeling emotion, you know? We want to know where we're going. I call it a stepladder of emotion. At the top of the ladder, we want to know where we're going, you know? Because for me, I think life's pretty fun. I think life is like clay. You know, you can create whatever sculpture you want. You can be, you can do, you can think, you can feel whatever you want. And as you grow up through your life, you interpret it, you come up with your own personal preferences about how you live it, and you line up with people who have the same preferences, you know? And so that itself is beautiful. And I feel like confidence is a really good way to live your life. Confidence, just getting up with energy, knowing what you're doing. To me, confidence is about knowing. And so when we talk about fear here, I'm trying to at least bring you a little bit closer to confidence here. Because to me, if confidence is about knowing, you know, like for example, you know when you first start a job and you're a bit like, I don't know, you don't feel so confident. But maybe later on, you feel confident. Why? Some people like to think it's because, you know, they learnt the job. But you and I both know it's all about your emotional state. What you feel brings out, remember, emotional resonance. What you feel creates the world around you. So if you feel confident, you'll often find jobs to be confident at. Or if you're in a job that you have know nothing about, what you'll do is you'll find reasons to be confident. That feeling confident is so a lot better than feeling shit or feeling afraid. But what happens is when we get thrown off the ladder, you know, when we feel confident, we're flying high, everything's going really well. When we get thrown off the ladder, what happens is we have to climb up that ladder again. But if we don't have the emotional process, right, the step-by-step process for you to go from 0 to 100, then what's going to happen is you can't talk yourself back into confidence, or you can't feel it. Why? Because there's a missing piece, there's a missing vibration, and that's not a bad thing, because then life will consistently throw you in situations where you have to fucking feel it and either discover something new, integrate where you're at, learn a lesson, all those beautiful things, and it will grow in a beautiful synchronistic way that you'll meet the right people in the right time to learn the right lessons in the most beautiful way. But if you get stuck in the same situation, it just shows you that there is a missing step in your ladder. So what I want to throw out there, right? And this is the same thing for you, strong women who intimidate men. This is the same lesson. And for later on when we talk about energy, this is the same lesson, the same overarching theme that I have for this entire podcast. And it starts with H. It's called hope. It's just hope. What feels better, fear or hope? Maybe, just maybe, hope. Because when you're afraid of something, what happens? You don't want to do it. You don't want to take action. You feel lethargic. You want to sleep. You want to rest. You want to lie down. You don't want to exist. You don't want to express. You're not sure, because what happens when you express yourself, you get it wrong. You say the wrong things. You hurt people. You come up with more reasons why you should have just stayed in the box, because when you express yourself, you hurt people. But when you're feeling hopeful, what happens? You try new things. You meet new people. You start to blossom like a flower opening up. You start to express. You start to be. You start to know. You start to experiment. You start to dance. Start to, you know, maybe you're not dancing fully, but you're bobbing your head along to the music. And if that's better, than fear. And while I'm talking, feel something that you're afraid of. If hope is better than fear, maybe hope then is a stepping ladder to knowing. Because has there ever been a time where you've been hopeful about something and then suddenly you've known something and that's made you feel really confident about it? You know, maybe you felt hopeful, so you went to a friend and that friend gave you some advice. Or maybe you felt hopeful, so you applied for a free call at loveonmyterms.com and so suddenly your life was changed because you worked with me and it was an amazing 1 hour and then you decided to do the six-week program because that six-week program is absolutely incredible. But hope. Hope is the missing piece for most people. It's the missing piece for most people because without hope, you're stuck in fear. Now picture this. If you're driving a car while listening to this, pull over right now for 5 minutes. I'm sure you're not in a rush. If you're at home listening to this, I know some of you guys like to take notes. And if you're listening to this and you are taking notes, I salute you. But I want you to close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to close your eyes and just listen to my voice. And I want you to feel a situation. Or just imagine a situation. You're in a bar. And across the bar, there's this very attractive person. You know, you can see their hair. You can see their eye colors. You can see their posture. You know, maybe they're with friends. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're drinking a drink. Maybe they're not. But you see them. And suddenly, you feel fear. And as you're feeling that fear, what happens? As you feel that fear, you don't take action. You think, oh, I should say something. Oh, I don't know what to do. And you decide, and then you go home, and you spend the entire night thinking about it. Now, what happens is you spent the entire time listening to fear radio. The emotional state is what matters the most. Remember this. When you listen to fear radio, you get fear content. You get fear ideas. You sit in fear. So we have to stop battling our ideas and start really tuning into a different emotional radio station. In fact, I'm recording an entire program about this. It's called Your X Factor, and it's about strengthening your desire for life so much that you're on a fucking vortex of roller coaster. So tune in for that. It's currently during recording. That's a 25-day program. I'm currently at day 10 of recording it. It's really good. But let's go back to that situation. And that situation. So if you hopefully you haven't started driving if you're driving your car, and if you're sitting at home, keep your eyes closed. And in this thing, I want you to close your eyes and you look across the bar. You're in a bar. You're in your favorite bar. Because you felt hopeful that tonight you'd go out, you'd meet people, you'd have fun, maybe you meet someone. Doesn't matter, because the feeling of hope itself was enough. That's the ticket. That's the key. Is that the feeling of hope is enough. The feeling is enough. And so what happens is you look across the bar. And you see that attractive someone. You notice their hair color, their eyes. You know, what are they wearing? What are they drinking? Who are they talking to? Apologies for the loud bike. And as you're listening to this, you realize that you're feeling a little bit hopeful. So you feel a bit hopeful. So what do you do when you feel hopeful? You get up. You're like, I don't know, I'm feeling hopeful. Let's just try something. Let's just try something. So you go and you just walk over there, but you don't say hi, you just sit next to them. And you're feeling hopeful that, you know, an idea would come. You feel hopeful that an idea would come, so you accidentally bump them with your shoulder, and you go, the person goes, huh? And you go, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to bump into you. And then conversation starts up. Why? Because you were hopeful. When you listen to hope radio, you get hope ideas, hope inspirations, hope confidence, hope everything. But you will not get that if you're listening to fear. And I want you to ask yourself every time you're in fear, your homework now is to just really honestly think, what feels better, fear or hope? If you do that one thing, that enough is enough to get a crazy amount of momentum. Because after fear will come, after hope comes confidence, comes knowing. You know, but we don't want to talk about that just yet. We want to talk about just if, because the whole theme of this podcast is hope. That maybe, just maybe, if you're someone who intimidates a lot of men, and if you're someone who's intimidating, right? Maybe, just maybe, the real thing, instead of going, oh, they're just people, I intimidate everyone. Instead of that, hope. Maybe there's someone deeper inside there. Maybe there's someone who won't be intimidated. Maybe there's someone out there for me. And when you feel hopeful, you'll make other people feel hopeful around you. When you feel sexual, you make other people feel sexual around you. When you feel love, in love, not in love with someone, but in love, unconditional love. And please, if you have not listened to it, listen to the last podcast, which is one of my best, podcast number 50, about unconditional love. When you're in love, you meet people who are also in love. It's like a club called In Love, and everyone goes there. And so, just to cap this off, to wrap this up, because we have been going for 26 minutes, and I don't really have a set time for these podcasts. I just talk until I feel like the job is done. And the reason why I'm talking, I want to talk a little bit about energy is, because for me, that's what energy is about. You know, look, I'm vegan, but I found being vegan, you know, it gave me a little bit more energy, but I don't think it had as much to do with what I was thinking about food than what I was eating with food. And so energy to me is about the emotional state that you're in. As always, as everything that I talk about, it's always the emotional state that you're in. So for example, if you're feeling that, oh, I just can't get out of bed. If you're feeling lethargic, if you're feeling one of those people that just does not have any energy and something will happen and it will throw you off the horse, the only reason why you're down, and I'm talking, like, look, some people have genuine energy problems. And I'm someone with genuine energy problems. And I do a sarcastic quotation marks with that. But the thing is, fear is debilitating. When you're in fear, you have a split energy because the part of you knows that you're not a fearful person. It's not your destiny to be afraid. It's not just who you are to be someone who is afraid of people, of things, of situations. So when you're in that mode, when you're in that fear mode, of course, you're going to be a lack of energy because you're splitting your energy between I shouldn't be afraid and oh God, I'm afraid. But fear disguises itself as things. It disguises itself as overwhelm. It disguises itself as stress. It disguises itself as feeling left out. It disguises itself as not being sure. Fear disguises itself as so many things. So instead, what will give you more energy is that four-letter H word called, what is it? Did you say it? Hope. Hope as an energetic state, as an energetic level, as a step on your emotional stepladder has more energy to it. Why? Because it is a flowing emotion. It lets you come out of you. And if you try this, I swear to God, there's going to be... Sorry, I might burp or something. I don't know. I'm going to... There we go. I had Nutri-Grain for breakfast. I've been doing this thing called breakfast now, and I've been trying Nutri-Grain out. I don't know. It's the stuff I used to have as a child, so that's quite good for me emotionally every morning. But look, let's talk about this, because what's going to happen if you tune this? Not only are you going to meet more people, not only are you going to meet more people who are in alignment with you, not only are you going to connect with people deeper, you're not going to intimidate people, you're going to connect with people, it's going to be fun. Not only are you going to have all of this stuff, but you're going to have more energy. And you're going to have the more energy to do it. And I always like the thing, instead of, how do I do this? You ask yourself why. So you go, but how do I do this? You ask why. Why is hope better than fear? Why is having more energy better than having none? Why is connecting with another motherfucking human being better than being alone at night and corner and just, or in the bar you go out and you're like, oh, I can't do anything? Why is one better than the other? And you give yourself enough reasons, you don't have to ask how, because how will present itself as you listen to the right emotional radio station. So we have to recognize that hope has energy. And people are going to ask you, they're going to come to you and they're going to say, how do you have so much energy? How do you just have so many friends in your life? Why did you get that promotion? Why did you connect with this? What is your fucking secret? And outside of you saying, well, first of all, I listened to the Honest Modern Dating podcast. And second of all, I applied for a free call on Love on My Terms where I work with Harvey because he's got all the goods that I want. Outside of that, you are going to recognize the fact that it was that you went from fear to hope, and every time you get thrown off and you fall back into fear, you are realizing that what feels better, hope feels better than fear, and hope has more energy than fear, and it flows better, and that, if alone, if you have that as your one little secret, if that is the only thing, if that is one thing that you take from working with me, if that is the one thing you take from listening to all of these podcasts, is that hope is better than fear, then that is enough to fucking put you on a rocket ride for the rest of your life that is going to get you to places, things, open up doors, have more energy, get you out of bed quicker in ways that you have never fucking seen before. If that is the one thing, then you're welcome. But I know that you have a little taste, you want more. Because I'm like a drug dealer. A drug dealer on life. I'm a drug dealer on love. I'm a drug dealer on the good stuff, you know? The real fucking things. Often people, they're like, I whenever I go out, someone asks me for drugs, and I'm like, man, I don't do drugs. Why? Because I'm high on the better stuff. It's called life. It's called love. It's called hope. It's called progress. It's called confidence. It's called knowing. It's called being. It's called an emotional state. That's the shit I'm on. And they're like, where? It's like, where do you get that? I don't know what accent I'm doing. This is my, like, I don't know. They're like, where do you get that? I'm like, don't you wait. It's within you. It's always been within you. So, thank you so much for listening to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. If you did like this, make sure to leave a review on whatever platform you're doing on. Say, I am so hopeful after listening to this podcast. It is the best, and Harvey Hook is my bae. If you are listening to this on my website, if you are streaming this, or if you're watching a live stream of this, congratulations on watching it live. If you are watching this, listening to this on my website, make sure to send this to everyone that you know. And if you are not, if you did not like this podcast, if you go, Harvey pisses me right off, make sure to send this podcast to everyone you hate, because I'm sure there are many. So thank you so much. If you do want to work with me one-on-one, go to loveonmyterms.com. You can apply for a free call. Now, in this free call, we spend a lot of time diving deep into you and your emotions, and sometimes that one free call is enough for people to fucking shove a rocket up their ass and send them in the right direction for where they've always wanted to go to unleash. It's not even unleashing their potential, because you are already in your potential. You just don't know it. So when we get that, when we understand that, and when you understand that, that itself is emotional power. So please apply for a free call, loveonmyterms.com. If you want to try out and have a sample of what I mean by emotional states, go to 7daysselflovecourse.com, and you can apply. That's my 7-day meditation course. You know, that 7-day meditation course, you can tune in. It's, you can do it in your own time, your own leisure. That's only $7. If you don't have $7 for self-love, I don't know where we're at. And for lastly, for any more articles, podcasts, videos, things like that, I unleash a fuck ton of content. You could pretty much check that website daily and get more. So go to www.gethimhooked.com. Now, it's just worth pointing, those other two URLs link to certain pages on gethimhooked.com. That's just how I like to roll. I like to make it easier for people because I'm a good human like that. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed my cough, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this, and I hope that you feel a little bit hopeful. And if there's one thing that you can take from this, is that just feel hopeful. Just feel hopeful, because hope is better than fear. And if you intimidate people, feel hopeful because hope is better than fear. If you feel sad, try hope. Maybe you could feel a bit better. If you just were like, maybe it's hopeful that I don't feel so sad. You know? And then we can bring people up. We can make the world a better place. And we're going to do that as a team, you and me, right now. So thank you so much for listening. I love and I adore you. And I hope you have an amazing day. Bye-bye.